Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Healing Life's Hurt with Real Talk with Sherry and Shirley. We thank you for coming and sharing with us as we relate with different topics of healing life's hurts and how to face them head on. We use God's word, prayer, and our testimony. So we'd like you to discuss some different topics on healing life's hurts and what God's word can do. Sharon, myself, and most of others of you have come a long way from where we used to be. And I'll tell you, it's a journey well worth it. If we can help you see that you matter and that you are worthy of love and respect and that you have a purpose and God has a wonderful plan for your life, amen. The topic tonight is going to be, why do we feel unworthy? Let me see. We have a caller here. I'm going to put you on. Are you with us, Robin?
Yes.
Sherry, are you with us? Okay. She'll be here when she gets here. Anyway, have you ever heard these crushing words? Are you worthless? You will never amount to anything. You're disgusting. You're ugly. I wish you were never born. Well, if so, then you must know you have feelings of no self-worth, no self-value, always afraid you will fail. You're afraid to succeed because you were told no one would want you and that you're not smart enough. Then this talk show is just what you need. We're here to guide you into being the you that you have always dreamed of, but you never knew. Listen, if you believe in God, then you should know that there is a devil, and his job is to kill, steal, and destroy every ounce of hope and dreams you've ever had left by any means necessary. You lived a life of value, of no value to anyone. You became that lost person. You don't even know who you are. You're just surviving, not really living. Sound familiar? Well, I have a God that tells me I'm never alone, even though I feel alone. He is right there waiting for me. He's waiting for you to reach out to him and to trust him. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And trust me, it's not one of being mistreated or abused. You can be free from the chains that bind your life. And if you want to be free and live the life you were created to live, then let's talk real here with Shirley and Sherry. Let's start the journey to the you you've always wanted to be and dreams that you've always dreamed. Because, babies, it will and it can happen because God created you to be loved, not to be abused and rejected and alone. You were born and created to be loved and respected and to succeed and not fail and to be talked down, not to be talked down to. So call in and let us talk and let us help you through the journey of knowing who you really are. In Joshua 1:5, it says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And babies, you know what that means? God said nobody can hurt us. Nobody can harm us anymore because he's all the days of our lives. Because God said, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. And I'm going to stand this ground with you. And I'm going to raise you above all that poverty and disrespect and abuse that you've had. Also in Psalms 139:13-14, it also says this, You created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. So if God says in his word, you are never really alone, then you're never really alone. He knew us while we were even still in our mother's womb, and nothing can come against us all the days of our lives, because God cannot lie, and his promise is to take care of us and to deliver us from our adversaries and our accusers, which are the abusers. Now, we're going to take a few calls here, and we're going to see what we can do about getting some people to be in here to talk with us a little bit and see what happens. Hello?
I'm here.
Bob. Hi, Robin. Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what did you think about the topic of the show today? Why do we feel unworthy? Is there anything that you think you can add to this, or do you have anything that you would like to share?
Well, I think it's something that we all go through all the time, no matter what the situation is. I think that we all think that we're unworthy at one point in time, you know, at least, if not once a week, once a month, of something that we've done that we were told, you know, it wasn't done right or it was your fault.
Right.
We always feel we always feel unworthy at some point because of the fact that it was either what we had done in our past, whether it was when we were a kid or a teenager or a previous relationship.
Right.
However, we've got to come past that and we've got to tell ourselves that it's not the fact that we're unworthy, it's just the fact that we made a mistake. And we have to overcome the mistake and learn from our mistake. And first and foremost, we have to ask the Lord, you know, to be with us and guide us through each temptation, each valley that we go through so that we don't feel like we're unworthy. Because it's
right.
in human nature to feel unworthy.
Right. But that stems from all the negativity that you've been around and that you've suffered, you know, in your previous, you know, in relationships, your past, your parents, your friends, your peers, you know. There's a lot of pressure on people to be something that they want you to be and not what you truly want to be. And when you start listening to all that negative talk about yourself, you know, some people, they can't rise above that because they don't know how. They don't have that circle of friends or that circle of ministers or people who are going to lift them up and show them that, hey, we might fail, but that's okay. That doesn't mean we have to stay down. You know, we can get back up and we can start again. And a lot of people really don't see that. They just see that, well, I failed and I'm never going to be able to mount to anything. That stems from somebody telling them that before.
Understand that. Because I was in a relationship for 10 years, and that's all I heard. Every time there was something wrong, whether I did it or not, I was always told it was my fault. So I never felt worthy, you know, until I got out of that relationship. And I didn't realize it, but I was in a very bad mental abusive situation at that time, and I didn't realize it.
Right. And it's good because, you know, go ahead.
Well, it's, you know, and even today, I reflect back to that time, and it's been 14 years since I've been in that relationship. And even every time I do something now, I still keep telling myself it's my fault that I'm not worthy to do something. And I've got good kids because my kids tell me, Mom, that's not true. You know, and then the Lord right there. I mean, I hear the Lord all the time saying, you know, don't let Satan say that.
Amen.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. And it's good that out of the mouth of babes comes the truth, because sometimes we don't listen to our kids, you know, and sometimes they're pretty smart, whether we see it or not, you know, and they say things and we're like, wow, that really does make a lot of sense, you know. We think just because they're kids, you know, they don't know anything. Well, they watch and they learn and they're taught from what we say about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with us, caller? Sherry?
Yeah, I'm here, honey. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just making sure. This is Robin on the line.
Robin, a lot of times. Hi, how are you doing, honey? A lot of times, the worthlessness that we're feeling is just simply caused, you know, by fear. You know, it's brought on by fear, you know. And 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for, you know, God gives us a spirit, not a fear, but a power and love and self-control. In 2 Timothy 1:7, that's a really good scripture to rely on for that right there to help give you strength.
Right. That is so true. I know for myself, if I hadn't run into some people that knew the Lord, I would probably still be in this same frame of mind, because I have always felt unworthy my whole life. I felt like I was just taking up somebody's air, and I didn't know how to get out of it until, you know, when I found out about the Lord. And the Lord has helped me a long way. And he says, you know, you must forgive those who have hurt you and misused you. Because if you don't, I won't forgive you in front of my Father. And I thought, Lord Jesus, I have to forgive the people who put me down, who called me names. And then when I did, I didn't want to, but I had to ask him over and over again, Lord, help me to forgive so I can be forgiven. And that's the only way that I can actually get over this. You know, I have to do a lot of forgiving. And I had to do a lot of forgiving, too, and I had to be forgiven.
That's very true.
That is
true. In order for us to be forgiven, we have got to forgive ourselves and other people, too.
That's correct. And it's so sad because I see a lot of people, you know, putting themselves down all the time. And it just makes me sad because I know they can amount to so much more, you know, if they would just do, you know, reach out to somebody and don't be afraid of what somebody's going to say to them. You know, take that chance. You know, when we first got saved, we had to trust and put all of our faith and our trust and our dreams and everything into Jesus, especially those of us who didn't know about him. We knew about him, but we didn't know him. We definitely had to trust and reach out for him. That's the same way it is when people need help. You know, they need help thinking differently about their self and thinking about their life. They need to reach out and trust and grab a hold of that hand and, you know, just step out in faith and do it.
And we are so important. Everybody is to the Lord. You know, Luke 12:7 says, even the hairs on our head are all numbered.
Yeah.
You know, God never loses track of us. You know, and we should not fear because every one of us, you know, is very valuable to him. And it says you are more value than many of the sparrows, you know, the many sparrows. And there's a lot of sparrows in this world. And the Lord cares about each and every one that falls. And he cares about each and every one of us. We're unique.
Yes, we are very unique. Amen. You know that I like what he says. You know, a lot of people say, well, you remind me of this person and you remind me of that person, and that's okay. We got some of the traits. But the Lord tells us that, hey, there ain't nobody else in this whole world have another heartbeat just like you have, because I created that heart just for you. That's how much Jesus loves us. Our DNA may be the same in some areas and off and kind of different, but our heartbeats are ours because God loved us that much to give us our own heartbeat. Hi, we have another caller. Do you care to state your name? That's okay. We're here with Why Do We Feel Unworthy? Real Talk with Sherry and Shirley. Welcome, callers. We thank you for calling in. If you have any questions, just hop right on in there. Anyway, I don't know for you, but, you know, I used to think that we have 90 seconds left on this show already. My goodness. I'm going to have to figure this show out. This is our first take, so I think we've done pretty good. And if you guys got here late and called in late, then you're welcome to read the blog at Blog Talk Radio, Healing Life's Hurt. And then you can just read what we have talked about and everything. But I just ask the Lord to bless each and every person. Bless each and every person here, that they know that they have a purpose and they are worth more than anything, and that you can overcome these obstacles and this abuse in your life by really working through this and forgiving and working through us. And we just thank you for taking this journey with us. Until next time, we say God bless you. We love you. Please continue to call in. If we didn't get your call this time, I promise we will try our best next time. You're always welcome to get on our Healing Life's Hurts group on Facebook and leave us a message. Message us on here. So we thank you. We love you, and we just God bless you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.